Scopolo vi invita all'ascolto di On the Air, alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani. On the Air.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Salve a tutti da Massimiliano Cattani e ben ritrovati per uno dei nostri ormai abituali momenti che sono dedicati alla riscoperta dei tesori nascosti che ci riserva il fantastico mondo della radio dei vecchi tempi. E in modo particolare i nostri momenti sono dedicati all'ascolto di quell'ottima musica che ci viene offerta dai programmi per l'appunto musicali che andavano in onda negli anni 30 e 40 del Novecento. L'ascolto che vi propongo oggi ci porta negli Stati Uniti d'America, che è la meta privilegiata delle nostre incursioni, non per una mia scelta pregiudiziale, ma perché in quel luogo sono state effettuate e conservate tantissime registrazioni della radio degli anni passati, cosa che purtroppo non può dirsi per i paesi del continente europeo, Italia in primis. Oggi quindi riascolteremo il famoso Nat King Cole Trio, con il quale abbiamo fatto la conoscenza qualche settimana fa. Tutti noi conosciamo e ricordiamo Nat King Cole, nato nel 1919 e spentosi nel 1965, come il cantante elegante di romantiche canzoni come Unforgettable, Mona Lisa e Too Young. In realtà la carriera di Nat King Cole non è da ricondursi soltanto a quel tipo di brani e a quel periodo, gli anni 50, in cui egli li sfornò. Nat King Cole aveva infatti iniziato a muovere i suoi primi passi come pianista jazz già nella seconda metà degli anni 30 e agli inizi del decennio successivo aveva costituito il suo trio, che vedeva appunto lui stesso al pianoforte e al canto, fiancheggiato da un chitarrista e da un bassista. E queste due figure sono cambiate nel corso del decennio, nel corso degli anni 40, e nelle registrazioni che adesso noi ascolteremo, il trio di Nat King Cole era composto dallo stesso Nat al piano e al canto, da Irving Ashby alla chitarra elettrica e da Johnny Miller al contrabbasso. Il primo dei due programmi che adesso ci accingiamo ad ascoltare risale al 1948 ed è una puntata del famosissimo King Cole Trio Time. In questo caso, contrariamente a quanto avveniva nella maggior parte delle puntate precedenti di questa trasmissione, in questo caso non vi è alcun ospite d'onore, ma tutti i brani sono eseguiti solo ed esclusivamente dal trio di Nat King Cole. Vi sono brani strumentali e vi sono brani cantati, e fra l'altro fra i brani cantati abbondano le ballads, cioè i brani lenti, i brani più dolci, e questo ci fa capire che pian piano si sta trasmigrando dalla prima alla seconda fase della carriera di Nat King Cole, quindi dalla fase jazzistica fino a quella più dedicata alla musica romantica e leggera. Comunque sia, nonostante questo, gli arrangiamenti sono molto curati, il jazz feeling è ancora molto avvertibile e il trio mostra di avere ancora molto da dire. Buon ascolto quindi con King Cole Trio Time.
On the air.
The King Cole Trio in person. shooting up and fly right. Shooting up and fly right. Shooting up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
So now let's relax and listen to that gleesome threesome, the King Cole Trio. King Cole, how do you feel today?
Well, Bob, if this was an old-fashioned minstrel, I'd say I'd feel like a tailor.
You feel like a tailor? How's that?
So-so. But since this is King Cole Trio time, I'll just say I feel so smoochy.
I feel so smoochy when I hold your hand and look in your eyes. I feel so smoochy when I touch your lips, then I realize that to hold you near makes rainbows appear, and life is just one long kiss. While the moon looks down and the stars kind of frown, says, golly, just look what we missed. I feel so smoochy when the night is cool, it's warm here with you. I feel so smoochy, and a seat for one becomes a love seat for two. I know my career starts standing right here, right in your loving arms. Smoochy little girl, you smooch your character me. I know my career starts standing right here, right in your loving arms. Smoochy little girl, you smooch your character. Oh, character, smooch your character, me.
Love is funny or is sad or is quiet or is mad. It's a good thing or is bad, but beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful or is gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but beautiful. And I'm thinking if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know.
And now back to King Cole Trio time. In other words, back to Johnny Miller on the bass, back to Irving Ashby at the electric guitar, and back to Nat King Cole himself playing at the piano and singing out the songs. We're listening, King Cole.
Okay, Bob, Johnny, Irving, and I are going to get together now on a first performance on King Cole Trio Time, that is. A new and very popular ballad, Pianissimo.
The melody was played pianissimo. The harmony was so very sweet. I can't remember the name of that song, but I do remember dancing in your arms. And then a voice came through, pianissimo, with the lovely words that seemed to repeat, I love you, darling, but all I recall are the words you whisper dancing in my arms. Pianissimo means soft and low, and soft and lower your sigh. Darling, now I know that tender glow was love shining in your eyes. And then we stole away, pianissimo, and kissed goodnight while stars danced above. I can't remember the name of that song, but I do recall it helped us fall in love.
When the members of the trio aren't playing tunes, they like to listen to tunes. And when they hear one they like to hear, they know it's one they'll like to play. Such as, Your Red Wagon.
If you want to go crazy and act the clown, be the laughing stock all over town, that's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. So you fell for somebody who pinned your ears, baby. Don't be bringing me your tears. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. When you're making your bed, remember you'll be lying there. When you've buttered your bread, don't expect me to eat your share. If you're gonna play horses and blow your dough, don't you run to me if they don't show. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. Didn't have love songs to fit my key, baby, don't you sing your blues to me. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. So just keep dragging your red wagon along.
On the Air, Old Time Radio.
This is my night's dream. Don't mind how bold I seem. You are a girl who ought to be kissed, and I am a man, a brave optimist. I've got to make you see you should belong to me. Even the moon is in on my scheme, for this is my night's dream. Oh, by tomorrow you'll be gone, and I'm not waiting till 10 minutes to dawn. And being in love with you, who knows what I might do. Please understand if that sounds extreme, for this is my night's dream. Being in love with you, who knows what I might do. Please understand if that sounds extreme, for this is my night to dream. Oh, this is my night to dream.
Spelling lesson. Isn't that so, King Cole?
You might call it that, Bob. We did this number several weeks ago, and our listeners liked it so much, we decided to do an encore. So here it is. A-N-G-E-L spells Mary. A-N-G-E-L spells Mary. No matter what the dictionary says, the name folks call her by is plain M-A-R-Y. But in my heart it's spelled a different way. On the day I marry Mary, what a paradise this world will be. A-N-G-L spells Mary, 'cause Mary's an angel too.
An oldie is always welcome on King Cole Trio Time, so let's listen to a trio treatment of one of the best tunes of 1937, Too Marvelous for Words.
Baby, you're just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. You're just too wonderful. I'll never find the words that tell enough, spell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous. Too marvelous for
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Thank you.
Ascoltiamo ora una puntata risalente al 1949 del programma intitolato Shopping with the King, che vorrebbe dire facendo oppure fare acquisti con il re, cioè con Nat King Cole. Il programma, che era prodotto dal servizio radio delle forze armate americane, funzionava sostanzialmente così. Ci si immaginava che lo studio fosse un negozio i cui gestori erano lo stesso Nat e gli altri due componenti del trio. Il conduttore, così come gli ascoltatori, erano invitati a entrare in questo negozio e ad ammirare la meraviglia delle mercanzie che vi erano esposte, mercanzie che, non è il caso neanche di specificarlo, erano costituite da brani musicali del King Cole Trio. E il conduttore sceglieva un brano che voleva ascoltare e far ascoltare, e alla fine dell'esecuzione diceva: mi è piaciuto, vale la pena acquistarlo, quindi wrap it up, cioè impacchettamelo che me lo porto a casa. Tutto questo avviene per i quattro brani che noi ascolteremo, e qui veramente oramai il momento della transizione di stile è sempre più vicino e si fa avvertire sempre di più, tant'è che nell'ultimo brano del programma intitolato Lush Live il trio di Nat King Cole è sostenuto da un complesso d'archi. Quindi proprio qua veramente si parla in modo più chiaro che mai del Nat King Cole che verrà e che sta invece prendendo sempre più le distanze dal suo stile degli anni precedenti. Purtuttavia l'ascolto è ancora più che piacevole, e per questo motivo io ben volentieri vi propongo anche questo programma intitolato appunto Shopping with the King. E con questo io, come sempre, vi ringrazio per la vostra gentilissima attenzione, per il vostro ascolto, vi saluto con la cordialità e l'affetto di sempre e vi rinvio al nostro prossimo incontro.
On the air, alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi.
And now, Nat King Cole and the Trio. From Hollywood, we bring you a musical interlude specially transcribed entitled Shopping with the King, featuring Nat King Cole and his trio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nat's Music Shop. We're glad you can be with us today to say hello to the proprietor, who's better known to some of you squares as King Cole. And here he is right now.
Greetings, Bill. What can I do for you?
Well, Nat, I'm kind of looking for some good music.
Good music? We sure got plenty of that. If you just step this way, we'd be glad to oblige. Right, fellas?
Right.
Well, let's go.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't be maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach that preacher, I'll say with feeling, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't need maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Thank you.
by the way. When we reach that preacher, I'll say with feeling, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't be maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Say, that's not too bad. Wrap up some of that for me, huh?
Wrap it up. There you are. Now, don't tell me that one's enough. If you'll just sit down in this easy chair, stretch out your weary, weary legs, and relax, we'll show you something just a little different.
Well, all right.
A garden wall, the dew of spring, the leaves of fall, some little thing. I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine I feel about it. A movie scene, a pretty tune, like reverie, a clarity loon. I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine I feel about it. Such romantic notions fill my heart over some whimsical thing. And the same emotions play their part in making the memory cling. It's too absurd, I don't know why, a tender word can make me cry. I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine I feel about it.
Such romantic notions fill my heart over some whimsical thing.
And the same emotion play their part in making the memory cling.
It's too absurd, I don't know why, a tender word can make me cry.
I get sentimental over nothing. Imagine how I feel about you.
On the air.
Say, I feel better already. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. You sure you've heard enough?
Why, I don't know. I think so, Nat. You see,
you mean to stand there and tell me that you're going to up and leave without even requesting our treatment of little girl?
Well,
We can't let him do that, can we, fellas?
No!
Then what are we waiting for? One, two, three, four.
Little girl, you're the one girl for me, little girl. You're as sweet as can be. Just a glance at you meant love from the start. Oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine.
bind. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine.
Buy that. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Okay, I'm sold, and I've got time just about to hear one more, Nat.
Wait a minute, Bill. One more after a very important message to all the young men listening in. Do you know if you can qualify, you can become a key man on the Air Force team as a navigator? If you meet the prescribed educational and physical standards, you can do yourself a lot of good by paying a visit to your local recruiting office and finding out how you, too, can become a qualified navigator and a part of that same Air Force team.
For a real career in aviation, get full details at your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station.
It's getting late. We better start playing if we're going to let him hear Lush Life.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day, 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren of song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush strifling those who strive. How live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be where I'll rot with the rest of those who lives are lonely too.
You know, Nat, that's some of the best music I ever heard.
Why, thank you, Bill. I'm glad you liked it. Oh, it's just about closing time, but you just drive around to Nat's Music Shop any old time you're in the neighborhood. We've got plenty of music here for everybody.
Well, folks, that just about wraps up our show. We've been Shopping with the King, and thank you, Nat King Cole, and your trio for a very fine performance.
Well, thank you, Bill, for this opportunity to do something for Uncle Sam. Goodbye, folks.
This program was brought to you by the U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force in cooperation with this station, and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. Shopping with the King featured Nat King Cole and his trio, and was written by Sergeant First Class Everett A. Day. This program was directed by Ted Bliss. This is Bill Lally speaking for the Voice of the Army.
Dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani.